EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The soundtrack of Southern California today sounds like that. Relentless rain hammering the state. 8 counties have been declared states of emergency. The atmospheric river also bringing wind and concern about mudslides. The U.S. is promising more retaliatory airstrikes in the Middle East after targets in Syria and Iraq were hit over the weekend. Jury instructions given out in Jennifer Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial in Pontiac, Michigan.
You must not let sympathy, bias, or prejudice influence your decision. You must avoid reaching conclusions that may have been unintentionally influenced by stereotypes.
Crumbly, if convicted, would become the first parent in the U.S. found guilty for actions of their child in a fatal school shooting. Ethan Crumbly killed 4 of his classmates in Oxford, Michigan in 2021. The Senate releasing its $118 billion immigration package, the plan running into a wall of opposition from top House Republicans, including the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot Friday.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. Doctors in Wisconsin are the first to make functional brain tissue with a 3D printer. The breakthrough happened at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Scientists laid cells side by side instead of stacking, like 3D printers usually work. It's still a far cry from 3D printing an entire brain, but researchers say the brain tissue could be used for therapeutic purposes or spinal cord implants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison schools could have staggered start times next school year. Madison's interim superintendent, Lisa Kavistad, told Channel 3000 that the district should come to a final decision in April. Madison schools continue to face issues with their school buses. 23 area elementary schools and 5 middle schools have had to adjust their start times due to a shortage of bus drivers causing delays and missed stops. Kavistad says that families in the district will receive a survey to share their thoughts on staggering school start times. Madison officials will hold a virtual public meeting tomorrow night to talk about a potential passenger rail station. The city has identified several potential sites for a rail station, mostly on the east side and downtown. Identifying a space for a station is the first step to potentially bringing passenger rail to Madison. The meeting begins at 6 tomorrow, and you can register to attend the meeting on the City of Madison website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Score great savings on your bathroom update during Menards Super Sale. Check out our great selection of shower heads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs with Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage. Enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Right now, pick up a matte black dual dock 7 spray setting shower head for $49.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bucks lose in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Jazz 123-108. Doc Rivers says the team found open shots. They just couldn't score against the Jazz.
I thought when they went big early, we rushed. That's why I called the timeout. So guys, just settle down. We're going to get every shot we want. And we did. We just couldn't make any of them. And the more we missed, the bigger they got.
The Bucks take on the Suns in Phoenix tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin loses to Purdue 75-69 before a sold-out audience at the Kohl Center. Greg Garden coming up short again to the number 2 ranked Boilermakers.
Competition at its highest level is very rewarding. It can be very painful, as today is, but it's rewarding. And now, you know, we got to get better before we get to mid-March and see them again.
NFL Packers defensive coaching staff has been told they are free to interview with other teams after hiring a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. So defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery, who's been with the team since 2015, will interview with the New England Patriots. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
So Some patchy fog and frost this morning, then gradually clearing with a little sunshine as we head into the afternoon. High today, 41, with wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. We'll drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 24.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on WestUniversityFamilyDentistry.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
There's a lot of really weird, lonely, insecure men out there. The fact that a pop star, the world's biggest pop star, is dating a star tight end who had one of his greatest games ever, and a network puts them on the air briefly, that it bothers you, what does that say about your life? Judge people sometimes on the silly stuff that bothers them. It'll tell you a lot about them. When I hear this whole thing about Taylor Swift, I just want to watch football. Liar, you're lying. That's not true. A football telecast is not just football. See, in fact, the commercials for 4 hours before the Super Bowl will be widely watched.
See, Colin Coward, even sportscasters have to become psychologists because we're all so crazy now. But how about we get a real trained psychologist? People love me, tell you better. She's so much fun. Talking about my best friend. There it is.
People let me tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
Let me tell you about Dr. Wanda von Kleist is here. I was best friend for 40 years, which means I was, Jody,
40
two
plus.
When I met her.
That's right, in birth.
Yes. In utero. Uh-huh.
Yes, right. We're the same twins from different mothers.
So Chris's favorite story is that you were Charlie Manson's psychologist.
I love that. I love that.
Well, yeah,
you looked him in the eye.
Well, he and some other famous serial killers, but they were kind of all housed in the same
She
unit,
doesn't like to pick favorites, Chris.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because he's a bigger name.
So you just had to work with whomever you had to work with at the time.
Yeah. My best friend was a psychologist at the men's maximum security prison here in California, which is endlessly hilarious.
And oddly enough, is the largest mental health provider in the United States, our prisons and jails.
Jody, did I tell you the story when she brought her daughter Tess to work? There was a take your daughter to work day, and she's like, honey, put on your stab-proof vest. We have to run across the yard now. Not kidding. Actual quote, Chris.
a little bit embellished, though.
It was her job on the clipboard to go, Charlie Manson, still crazy.
Yeah.
No parole. So, Wandy, we've been talking, obviously. You have to go back to Australia. We'll get into the whole healthcare system the craziness in general.
And I'll come back and forth. So, I'm not gone.
But anyway, but you're going back Sunday. So there is so much in the news. And I've sent you a bunch of these tweets. I mean, we obviously will get into Taylor Swift. But this one that we've talked about, man beheads his federal employee father and posts video of decapitated head on YouTube while calling for revolution against Biden regime and to fight against an army of illegal immigrants. George Conway said, we are a nation in the midst of a massive mental health crisis as much as anything else. Just curious to get your thoughts, particularly not living here, looking at just whether it's this MAGA just conspiracy theories and just this level that we've gotten to
in
this country.
It's like a national psychosis.
It is like a national psychosis, and it also very much follows the paradigm and the definition of cult. Mm-hmm. But we usually do not
I just was going to say, speaking of Charlie Manson,
don't think of cults as something this large.
Right. Yeah.
We think of cults as very fringe and small and limited.
Yeah.
But what we're going through is a national psychosis, and it is very much mirrors cults in that the cult leader is believed no matter what.
Yeah.
And if there is violence implicated, or whether it's implied or it's explicit, they will follow no matter what. If they have an enemy that it becomes their enemy, then the followers will make them their enemy too. And it also, oddly enough, separates family and friends. And if you look at what's happened during all of this political insanity, it has divided family and friends.
Yeah.
And that is another definition of cult. So we are seeing not only cults on a very large scale, but we are seeing a national psychosis because we are normalizing things that are really not only mentally ill, but very societally sick and dangerous and denigrating.
And they get offended when we say cult, but as someone tweeted, you know, when they start chopping off their parents' heads, I think it's okay to call it a cult media.
And you know what? It's like anything else. If you get offended at the term cult, then more than likely some part of you knows you are part of a cult. Because we generally don't get upset if, you know, someone said you're a banana and you know you're not. Right. You're going to be like, okay, whatever. You're not going to be defensive about it.
Right.
But people are generally defensive about things that they know they actually are, but don't want to accept that.
So our response should be, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
I employ the Pee Wee Herman strategy at all times.
Yes, that's right.
How do we deprogram a cult that large? I mean, are we ever going to get back from this? That was another tweet I saved for you. Sometimes I think about Bambi tweets. Sometimes I think about the time before Trump. We had problems, but the extreme darkness, rage, hate, violence wasn't embraced openly. After his trip down the escalator, he unleashed a virulent cancer that's metastasized into all aspects of our lives and our nation. 8 years is too long. I do feel like he is a form of national sort of trauma.
Yeah, well, he's almost like a cancer on the societal, not only mindset, but mental health. And he is not a great example of good mental health in the first place.
Right.
So it would make sense that his followers would not question that and follow anything that he said, whether it was stable or it made sense at all. And when you were asking, too, about earlier about how's the rest of the world see us, since I live part-time here, and I'm at my dear friend Stephanie's house, and part-time in Australia, I can tell you that the view of America from when I first went to Australia about 7 years ago till the present, and that's over that eight-period year of time, has grossly changed. When I first went over there, America was seen as like Australia's big brother, positive, such just almost worshipped as, you know, a beacon of creativity, light, passion, democracy, anything possible, and was really held to a very high esteem. And now we're literally on many countries. Do not visit there. It's way too dangerous.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly being asked as things have unfolded that, you know, from the violence to, you know, a lot of our systems that do not support humanity and humane thinking. And they're really befuddled. And it's kind of a cognitive dissonance between what they believe the United States was, and a lot of times through media and TV and movies, but also through just their experience, some of them too.
Well, and I sent you this other tweet. This is the most American tweet of all time. A guy was victim of a mass shooting and was like, I got to get out of the hospital. I can't afford to be here. And you are, let me quote you to you. Isn't my best friend the smartest, prettiest girl in the world? This is why it was a little incongruous at the men's prison, Chris, because she looks like sort of a really classy porn star. She looks like Barbie. She is Barbie.
Right.
She came out of Dr. Barbie's dream house. But you said, when you texted, I read this text on the air, but I just thought it was so smart, just responding to all this stuff going on. You said the disintegration of all our American systems from greed, fear, distorted egos is one of the most tragic and sad events in our lifetime, a convergence of events that is literally creating a societal sickness as never seen before in ways beyond our imagination that will be the final plague and destruction of our time. Or, here's the happy clappy part for me, Chris, or we'll learn to rise together, enough of us, to transform our world and systems to support life on the planet in a balanced and humane way. It's a stark but real choice. And that's why this is like the election year of our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it is not hyperbole to say this could be the end of our democracy. Yeah. And you were talking about this, you know, the drug story with Trump White House, and you're like, oh, that's like the Nazis were all hopped up on meth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's following that playbook. And interestingly enough, about a year ago, I had an Australian citizen say to me, with great empathy and almost with great emotion, saying, you know, America has always helped us and has helped all of our allies. And what's happening in America is so sad and tragic. We need to go help America.
Yeah.
And for the first time, they saw us as the ones that needed the help of all of our allies.
Well, you talked about the one gun massacre you had in Australia, and guess what? You banned guns like that, and guess what? Zero massacres since then.
All they did, and they did it very humanely and intelligently, they had one gun massacre, banned all guns, except for if you lived on a farm, you could have a rifle,
right?
Which made sense.
Right.
And you could belong to a gun club and shoot at a gun range, but no guns on the street. And they have never had a mass shooting massacre since. And that's why they can't understand why, and they really don't understand at all why we keep having these repeated, extremely violent episodes.
People that travel anywhere, Wanda, that we talk to say, why isn't he in prison? Why would he be allowed to run again? Like, how is that in other countries they found a way to solve that? And the fact that we're at this point where there's not a compelling public interest before the election in knowing whether this is a convicted felon. Felons can't vote, as you know.
Yes, right.
We're going to give them the nuclear codes again?
I was at a lunch yesterday, and of course, I'm the political expert at the table. Yeah, and someone asked me, how is he able to run if he's being convicted? Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing in the Constitution that says he can't.
And our answer is always, if I know.
Right. Well,
what are you asking me for? I'm not an expert. Yeah, I work in a basement.
Right. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says he can't. That's the answer.
I know. And it's our systems, Wanda, as we always say, the guardrails held, but barely. The last time, and like our systems, as you say, it's our justice system, our courts. It's like he's gotten away with this his whole life. This delay. He clearly is wanting to get back in to stay out of prison. I mean, it's so extraordinary in our lifetime that.
That's right.
I mean, this one, just one other, John Pavlovitz said, this life gives us enough to mourn over without any help. It's a shame we have to divert so much energy to these other unnecessary deaths, traitorous former presidents, sham leaders, and predatory preachers, and to the myopic sycophants inexplicably worshiping them. I want to grieve normal things again. I think we all do. I mean, our normal life stress that we all deal
with, right? Well, I think that's one thing that is being recognized more and more. And not just, you know, domestically, but internationally, people are looking at what's happening in the United States. Right. And at first, I think, you know, the normal behavioral health response is shock. Mm-hmm. People first kind of go into shock that something is happening that they thought could never happen. And then they either go into a process of acceptance or trying to understand it or just complete denial.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen all different kinds of responses that there is a lot of denial. But I just thought so fascinating that I do think a lot of our allies are looking at us and wondering, really not recognizing who we are anymore.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of Americans don't realize or recognize who we are anymore. And I think there are more Americans of good faith that may not have a platform or a voice to express it, but who really just want to go back to living a peaceful, nice life with their
chaos.
Family.
No
and
chaos
friends.
For a day.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to conspiracy theories and Taylor Swift clearly being a Pentagon psyop when we come back. With Dr. Wanda.
I'm surprised I didn't think she was an AI.
We just got an Instagram page up. Dr. Wanda von Kleist, follow her. We just got it up so mm-hmm. that, you know, you can, because when she goes back to Australia, we'll do Zooms and,
exactly.
yeah, because people love them some Dr. Wanda.
Yeah.
So follow her on the Instagram because I know we're not on TV today.
Right.
But where do you get a load of this visual, people?
You're going to post the photo in just a little
Shou-ow.
Bit.
Shout out. Okay. Uh-huh. 20 minutes after the hour. She's ruined me for everything and everybody. I blame her for everything. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Right there. Right there. Thank you. Yes. I'm telling you, Wanda and I are both like 6,000 years old. But
and one.
Right. But we believe.
But you're only 40 what?
Do you know how much anti-aging stuff is in here?
I
it's
do.
A lot. There's
yes.
10 things in one, including ashwagandha. Could be vibranium. Who really knows? 10 supplements in one.
I don't think you can bottle vibranium.
Says you. 10 supplements in one, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. Not your average drink. It's a powerful new formula. Supports joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. Wanda and I are Death Becomes Her couple.
Yes,
that's
us. Most definitely.
But we're not Jennifer artificially.
Fall down the stairs and then
and put each other back together with spray paint. No, we are naturally young, looking, and healthy. Not we are not put together by spray paint.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to stay healthy enough, long enough, so that as the advances come along, we can incorporate those.
Right.
Because we want to live
Look
a
her.
Healthy, vibrant life
Look
forever.
Her. She's 5 years older than me. Look at her. Get your face up in that. Yeah. It's because she
of
believes
you are
in.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. She believes in supplementing, as I do, as you do, Chris.
Yes.
RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Batteries not included. I just added. RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
This Valentine's Day, surprise that special person with a gift they're going to love wearing and you're going to love seeing them wear. I'm talking about luxuriously soft and stylish loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You already know that I'd live in their pajamas full time if I could. For him, I recommend the popular Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or the bamboo pullover crew or an awesome new cityscape hoodie. You really can't go wrong with Cozy Earth. And while you're at it, don't forget about their luxuriously soft pajamas for men and women. Best Best of all, Cozy Earth loungewear and pajamas are made with temperature-regulating viscose from a highly sustainable bamboo, so they're supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off checkout. That's an amazing price for an amazing amount of luxury. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. CozyEarth.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive. We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. My best friend's here, Dr. Wanda Von Kleist. Uh-huh. Follow her on the Instagram. We just put it up, and there's old pictures of us, and she does look exactly like Barbie now.
Yes.
We'll post a picture later. National security officials have been left bemused by a MAGA meltdown over Taylor Swift, and they're trying to end it. This is the timeline of stupid we live in. Mm-hmm. A Pentagon spokesperson actually had to address the claim that Swift is part of a Pentagon psyop aimed at rigging the Super Bowl in an effort to get President Biden elected. Okay, we all know the dangers of conspiracy theories, so to set the record straight, Taylor Swift is not part of a DOD psychological operation, period. This is because we live in the stupidest timeline.
Wow.
The Pentagon has... Okay. The absurdity of it all boggles the mind. She said, it feels like one of those, tell me you're a MAGA conspiracy theorist without telling me you're a MAGA conspiracy theorist. I mean, Wanda, we keep saying, are there more conspiracy theorists, or it just everything becomes a conspiracy?
I think in this day and age, a lot of things become a conspiracy only because we have access to so much disinformation as well as information. And people tend to take in anything they hear, whether it's social media, radio, whatever it is, with just accepting that that's true. And there's not a lot of discernment or research to say, okay, where did this information come from? Is it true? Is it made up? But there's just this acceptance and just this overwhelming amount of information. So people don't even have time to go through and sift through and see what's real and what's not.
Yeah. And you also, we were talking about the line from, you know, whatever it is, thoughts, political beliefs, and behavior. That I said that from the beginning. I'm like, Donald Trump seems to enable people to just be as big an a-hole in any circumstance, a plane, as be as racist, as sexist, as whatever it is, as maybe they've always wanted to be, but he's kind of
he's
opened
empowered
the floodgates.
Yeah. He's empowered them because you look at It's, you know, unlike some of these other cult leaders, which were very fringe, you're talking about somebody who occupied the presidency of the United States. Yeah. And because of that, he has a level of power and influence, and actually he is seen as somebody who has credibility no matter what he says.
And everything we've always taught our kids not to be.
Yep.
Exactly. In kindergarten.
Yeah.
You know.
More with Dr. Wanda Bunk-Leist on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New research shows the amount of time Wisconsin doctors are spending using healthcare record software is contributing to burnout. The findings are published in the Annals of Family Medicine. It looked at the amount of time doctors spent on Epic Systems' MyChart app. It found the time spent on MyChart went up almost a half hour between 2019 and last year. Researchers say that's taking a toll. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is under attack from efforts in Wisconsin to curb diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
It's also a time to remember that it's up to us to continue that fight so that our ancestors know that their work was not in vain.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMTX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Officials with Madison Schools will hold two public interview panels tomorrow as part of their search for a new school superintendent. The first panel is at noon for students, and the second panel is at 6:30 for parents. School officials narrowed it down to three finalists for the position. The school board anticipates naming their final pick to lead Madison Schools by the end of the month. City and county health officials are using air sample monitors at 15 area schools to help track flu and COVID levels in the community. The microwave-sized devices suck in air and analyze it for viruses. Health officials say it's a good way to track the current state of COVID in our community as fewer people take COVID tests. Over 80% of all air samples in area schools at the end of January tested positive for COVID. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Some patchy fog and frost this morning, then gradually clearing with a little sunshine as we head into the afternoon. High today, 41, with wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. We'll drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 25.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Love him. Drake on everything. Spike Lee, Knicks games. Eminem, Michigan sporting event. We celebrate. 80s, 90s, Jack Nicholson, Laker games. Just cool. Saw Jack. But a talented and beautiful woman is on the air. One who would never pay attention to lonely men, and it bothers them. There's a stat out there, it's kind of uncomfortable for you sad guys, that 50% of men never have real intimacy with a woman.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Yikes.
Oh.
I mean, it is a fascinating psychological study, right? I mean, it's absolutely funny, the Taylor Swift psychosis, but it's also really sad. And that was what Colin Coward was talking about. It's just how many sad, lonely men there are, this whole incel mm-hmm. phenomenon, you know, how many of them become violent, unfortunately, but, you know, because there's a deep misogyny at the base of almost absolutely. Every mass shooter, isn't there?
There really is. And if you look at it, what has happened, again, because of the status as president, and you have a very misogynist, very hate-filled and rhetoric-filled of a lot of misogyny, that you have given permission, basically, to a lot of people who thought this or practiced this in their private life to do this very publicly and to feel very emboldened to do this.
Yeah.
And it shows us in some ways, which is very sad, how far we haven't come and how much more we need to do on this front. But at the same time, that statistic that 50% of men are really quite capable of having very deeply intimate, loving relationships with women. So it shows us we've come a great deal further, but we still have so much more to go.
I mean, I also think, is this like triggering people's high school? Like, you know, we can't all be the homecoming queen and the star quarterback. Like, it is such a massive sort of, and I guess it's just everything's politicized because, you know, he's promoted vaccines and so Big Pharma's involved and she's obviously outspoken, you know, in her support for President Biden and for, you know, someone was saying, like, evangelical Christians must hate her because she's so much more like Jesus. She's given literally tens of millions of dollars to charities.
That's a great quote.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not just that, you know, she's a fabulously talented, beautiful young woman who's obviously tremendously hard worker. She embodies so much of what we used to think of masculinity traits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reality is human traits are human traits.
Yeah.
They're not masculine or feminine. And everybody embodies both. So the great tragedy of misogyny, besides the violence and the prejudice, is also misogyny. It doesn't allow men to often embrace those aspects of their characteristics and personality that we traditionally think is feminine.
Yeah.
And they're not feminine. Nurturing, compassion, a lot of beautiful love. You know.
And, you know, her dad, Chris expressed this too, but her dad expressed in this documentary just concern for her safety. Like, don't endorse Biden because, you know, I mean, that is the dark side of that incel thing.
That's
about,
right.
Like, I will kill her if, you know, a lot of the, you know, the Santa Barbara shooter.
If I can't have her.
I mean, that's, listen, one more Colin Coward and get your take.
Means the other 50% have multiple intimate relationships with women. And those ones that don't are angry and sad and lonely, and they are often misogynistic and resent women who didn't give them the time they think they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate all these goofballs jumping on tables in Buffalo and cheese hats and men and Matthew McConaughey and Drake and Jack Nicholson, men and Eminem, and it's cool, and can I get a selfie, and I can't believe I saw. And the young, attractive, beautiful, talented woman comes on for 25 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're bothered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it really, and the other thing, she's a self-made billionaire.
Absolutely. She's a role model, and there's no accident why she's so popular, not only just because of her talent, but she's an absolute role model on every level.
Yeah.
And she's for men and women.
Oh, by the way, she won a bunch of Grammys last night. So MAGA Nation, if you're listening, Dr. Wanda can talk to you now. 323-410-0458. You're not all going to get through to Dr. Laura. So call now if you need if you need a wellness check. Because right. Taylor Swift also won. And, I don't know what's going to happen with the Super Bowl. But, okay, one last one, Colin Coward.
Again, judge people by the silly things that bother them. This says nothing, this anger. This says nothing about Taylor Swift. It says everything about the men bothered by it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, part of it's just your garden variety sexism, right? Just a powerful, successful woman, and ooh, she's not married, and so mad.
Well, there's that is projection, you know, that what they lack, they project onto her. As far as they get angry, because on some level they're deeply insecure. You're not a bully, or you don't act like this unless you're deeply insecure.
Yeah.
And so they focus this on her because she's so wildly successful and a really good human being on top of that. But also they have this very distorted idea, and part of this is because they're just sort of keyboard warriors,
right.
That they are entitled to have everything they see out there, not necessarily work for it, be the kind of person and work on themselves to become that kind of person that might attract a beautiful, compassionate woman. They literally just feel entitled to it just for being men. And that is not only ridiculous, but it is really damaging. And that's why I think those other 50% of the men who do have the capacity for emotional relationship, they need to start speaking out more. They need to start calling this out. Because whenever you've seen any movement of prejudice, it's the people that are part of that movement that have to speak out. So men of loving compassion, they need to speak out more about this. I'd like this sportscaster did.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I was going to say, we are sitting here in 2024, the front runner for the Republican nomination is a rapist who has just, the reporting today, called E. Jean Carroll's lawyer the C word.
Mm-hmm.
He literally ended a deposition by saying, see you next Tuesday, like an eighth grade bully. Said it's okay to grab women by the see. I mean, and here we are. I mean, it's just, you know, the front runner for the Republican is the biggest pig we've ever seen in public life, practically.
And you know what's so amazing about that, too? And you probably all know as well. I know in my private life, I've known people, you know, I've got 40-year friendships, 50-year friendships. And I know people that I know to be, in their heart, good people who absolutely buy into all this rhetoric. They buy into the anti-Biden rhetoric. They buy into the pro-Trump rhetoric. And it's just automatic. And that's where that cult-like aspect comes in. It's whatever is said. And that's where I think we need to find this kind of bridge back to some sanity as people to say, look, I don't want to hate my neighbor. I don't want to hate my friend I've known for 40 years. I want to build something that's better for all of us.
And part of what Colin Coward touched on is, you know, you've heard other psychologists and people talk about that we have an epidemic of loneliness.
Absolutely.
In this country. And I don't know what you attribute that to. I know we were joking about how old we are and we didn't have cell phones or social media. That's how you catch fireflies. Okay. And, you know, go play with your friends, but that also, like, develops social skills. You have two daughters in their 20s. I mean, I just wonder what you think the challenges are in, you know, in general, I think, in our society, in mental health, loneliness, what degree social media plays in that.
Well, I think social media, you know, like any tool can be used for the positive or the negative.
Right.
And I think the positive is that it does keep some people in touch. The negative is it's probably one of the biggest sources of misinformation out there, and that has a very detrimental effect. The other thing that happens, particularly for young people who grew up with it, particularly teenage girls, but through young women as well, one of the things is that they see these unrealistic expectations mm-hmm. about what women should be, whether it's on an Instagram account or social media where everything's been airbrushed and it's professional photography. And then
filters.
And half the time, you know, then they find out later, and tragically, some of these people have committed suicide, but their public image was, I've got the best life ever. And so you have these very vulnerable developing brains and lives and minds that are being influenced thinking, I've got to be that.
By the way, the picture I'm going to tweet of us, I am going to put a filter on my side. Chris can tell you because I'm as gorgeous as you are. Shut up, Chris.
Yes, you are, darling.
We all, the women have self-esteem issues. Jody and I don't even get us started.
I know who I know who taught you how to use Facetune.
You did.
No.
Oh, who? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Someone else.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to teach me.
I just do one filter. I just do one. I do the first one in. Okay. I don't know. Technically, I don't even know how to do anything except just pick the first. What else? Okay. So anyway, where were we? Well, and also the real role models in your daughter's life, like me, were deeply, deeply weird. So, you know, they're kind of screwed either way.
Well, with my daughters, and, you know, I'm
weird Barbie.
Oh, yeah, we were joking about that. You're saying you're weird Barbie. I'm normal Barbie. But oddly enough, people have just come up to me out of nowhere and say, you look just like Barbie, you know, long before the Barbie phenomena got utilized. But at any point, my daughters, they grew up with very strong women role models. And so what's interesting watching them out in the world is that they grew up in a female-centered household surrounded by chosen family members like you. You're their auntie.
Yeah.
You know, and that are strong, smart, independent, entrepreneurial.
And Taylor looks a lot more like me, so we're pretty sure I'm the real mom. We don't know how that happened.
We don't know, but it did. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, they're so used to that what I hear them as they go out into the world, they run up against not only other women who did not grow up that way, and they're both very impassioned about you know, not only helping other women their age to say, I mean, I've literally had, you know, my youngest daughter, even in high school, when some older man was harassing her and she saw her text and she said, this is abuse.
Yeah.
And she says, can I have your phone? I want to answer back. And all of a sudden, Tess started answering back and this guy was like, you know, stop bugging this girl.
Yeah.
So I think there is also those young women who are empowered, who do have a sense of their own autonomy and rights, that are also very, very interested in supporting other women.
Yeah, they grew up, Chris, you'll be interested to know, on that island where all the Wonder Women, the movie Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They grew up on that
Amazon.
Island.
Amazon.
Michael in Oakland, you're on with Bizarro World, Dr. Laura. Hi.
It's
my best friend, you know, Dr. Wanda.
I think that the real reason that right-wingers are so upset about Taylor Swift is because they think they have the market cornered on beautiful, blonde, all-American women. And they can't handle the fact that a beautiful, blonde, talented woman
who came from country music, they thought they owned her, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They think they can't handle that somebody like her, that perfect girl next door, the beautiful, all-American, blonde girl, woman, excuse me, is liberal.
That's why our friend Shelley Wright, that's why they lost their shizzle when Shelley Wright came out, because we're like, what? No. You know, I mean.
You can't do that.
You're our Binky.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. They can handle that. Yeah. And you're right. They thought they, you know, because you look at all the images of the women on Fox News, right?
Yeah,
and they did all that classic, you know, blonde, the everything, that kind of classic American ideal at the time.
Right.
And they really do think and did think that we have cornered the market on this. And they don't understand how women that look like that, you know, they're sort of, you know, bot version of women, how real women that look like that could possibly believe and think, believe not only in liberal and humane politics, but also can think for themselves.
Yeah. Shelley Wright always told a great story. Remember, Chris, about the one time she was on Hannity?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thought she was going to say all the right-wing talking points he wanted.
Yep.
And literally, it's what she said was like the only thing. It never aired. He just didn't air the segment. She didn't say any of the right things.
Right.
Yeah. Like, boop, just got disappeared into the...
Right. And more than anything right now, their biggest fear, besides all of the things that have been said that are so true... Their biggest fear, because she did this last time, is she's going to inspire people to vote.
Yeah.
And she's so popular that a lot of people will go to the polls because she is asking them to.
Good for her. And she didn't even say in a partisan way the first time. That's how scared they are of people voting. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. They normally live, under Wanda's breast in her...
My
bed
yes.
during the show. They're going to be very bereft next week when she leaves for Australia.
Oh, but not going to know what to do with themselves.
Yes, that's that and their Dr. Marty's is their whole life. They go back and forth from their Dr. Marty's to Wanda's breastises. Okay.
My babies.
The babies. They're huge. And they are the happiest, healthiest, so fluffy we could die dogs, aren't they?
Oh, my God, yeah. Beyond adorable.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, I'm telling you, it is the best food in the world and the best cat food. That's right. Nature's Feast. Who's got... Have you asked Boots today who has a pretty pink nose?
I asked her this morning.
And
who's got a little pink nose? She didn't answer.
She gets that question every day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, this is full of real ingredients, real food like you would eat. I ask Wanda when there people are like, oh, they're like your children. I'm like, no, they're not like my children. These are my children.
Yes.
I didn't have the real kind. Wanda procreated. I don't know what that's all
but
about.
I shared them. Yeah, they're your children.
Right. I didn't want all that mess. Okay,
you got to that's why you got to be the auntie.
Yeah,
that's a little bit less responsibility.
You go home now. Good to see you. Okay, drmartypets.com/Miller. I'm telling you, my listeners can get the best food in the world at 54% off and a full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, no. You can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This Valentine's Day, surprise that special person with a gift they're going to love wearing and you're going to love seeing them wear. I'm talking about luxuriously soft and stylish loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You already know that I'd live in their pajamas full time if I could. For him, I recommend the popular Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or the bamboo pullover crew or an awesome new cityscape hoodie. You really can't go wrong with Cozy Earth. And while you're at it, don't forget about their luxuriously soft pajamas for men and women. Best of all, Cozy Earth loungewear and pajamas are made with temperature-regulating viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, so they're supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off checkout. That's an amazing price for an amazing amount of luxury. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. CozyEarth.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more. You are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus to lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, this is how we do it. Stephanie yeah. Miller Show with my best friend, Dr. Yeah. Wanda Von Kleist. Follow her on Instagram. We just got it up yesterday. Dr. Wanda Von Kleist on Instagram. She's yeah. just...
Dr. Wanda Von Kleist.
Yeah, she is a brilliant psychologist and my best friend for 11 billion years,
yeah.
which has totally blown up the big lie of the Stephanie Miller Show.
So when you post that photo, you will tag Dr. Wanda Von Kleist.
I sure.
And then people can follow you from that.
Okay.
So they don't have to spell it out.
All right. Thanks so much. Dr. Doctor. Okay. Yeah, I know that that's a rule, Wanda, with psychology. You're not supposed to diagnose people you haven't seen or treated. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump, did you see the thing where he said, everyone says I look just like Elvis Presley this weekend? He like tweeted a picture. He looks nothing like a young Elvis.
No.
And him. And somebody tweeted, Donald Trump just compared himself to Elvis. I'm not even kidding. He just posted this. Clearly he has dementia. I mean, everybody tries to diagnose him. Like, what is it? Is it narcissism? Is it dementia? Is it all of it? Yeah, and he said President Biden correctly stated this is the weirdest campaign he's ever been involved in his life. How do you, I mean, obviously we hear malignant narcissist right. all the time about Trump. Sociopath, we hear sometimes.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I don't really agree with the idea, and even when I was training in my PhD years and years ago, I trained under, and I had a mentor, a woman who really influenced me, that she said, psychologists and their knowledge and expertise should be used for the social good. We shouldn't just be sitting behind closed doors talking to people one-on-one. We should be out in society discussing health and social welfare. And so that is something that has really influenced my career, even though I do private practice. But I really do believe that we are not only responsible to speak out about things that are happening in our society. And I think with him, you get, you know, the whole gamut. Because he's incredibly immature. It does have psychopathic traits.
Yeah.
Very nice narcissistic traits. He has appears to have some dementia. So he appears to have multiple mental health issues.
This is why we all need Dr. Wanda. Dr. Wanda Von Kleist on Instagram, my bestest friend. We'll try to do this on Zoom from Australia. We love
Absolutely.
You, Dr. Wanda.
We love you too.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm sure.